This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The statue of a soldier that stood in front of the Colorado State Capitol until yesterday will stay in storage until a committee decides what to do with it. The statue was pulled down sometime late Wednesday night. The troops it memorializes fought for the Union during the Civil War, but also carried out violence against Native American tribes. Governor Polis has said he wants the people who vandalized the statue to face legal consequences. Sometime overnight, another sculpture honoring Christopher Columbus was torn from its site in Denver's Civic Center Park. The Denver Art Museum reopens to the public today after being closed for 3 months for the pandemic. Visitors and staff are required to wear masks, and new sanitation protocols have been put in place. Andrea Fulton, the museum's deputy director, says a no-touch environment is the focus.
And so taking out some of those components to make sure that it's very low touch, we're working on ways for people to take certain experiences home with them or find experiences online that help provide that same kind of interactive opportunity that we often have on site.
No more than 350 people are allowed inside the museum at once, and visitors have to buy timed tickets in advance. New exhibitions include one with works by the American illustrator Norman Rockwell. Interstate 70 will close in East Denver tonight and for the weekend. The shutdown of all lanes will allow for more work on the Central 70 project. The interstate will close between I-270 and the exits for Steele Street and Vasquez Boulevard starting tonight at 10. CDOT says the freeway will reopen early Monday morning. This is CPR News.